Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You said 48 currently, right?
Correct.
So
currently,
I'm thinking overnight maybe 40?
Yes.
40 degrees or so. Imagine being out there all night.
No.
An American legend, Philadelphia hero, Larry Boa, was out there, mm-hmm. and he's on the line with us right now. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Ange, how you doing?
Larry, well, how are you doing? You spent a night out there to support Covenant House, young homeless people. Tell me what it was like.
We had a great time. We had over 200 people out there. We raised over $500,000.
Wow.
I mean, it was something that that I was not aware of, the what was going on at the Covenant House, and Charlie got me involved in it this last summer. And we took kids to the park. We had dinner with them at the park. We let them go down and meet some of the baseball players there. And then it evolved into the sleep out. And hopefully we're trying to do it again next year, maybe have it at the ballpark. So it was tremendous. The weather was great. It wasn't that cold. The cement was a little hard, but other than that, everything was good, Ange.
So you and Charlie and your wives, among a lot of other people, Larry,
right.
were right there in sleeping bags out on the pavement?
Yes, we were.
Wow.
You know what?
Yeah.
I just try to do this, and think about what some of these kids go through. We did it for one night, and I'm trying to think about 30 nights, 40 nights, people doing that, young kids doing that. And I can't even imagine it, but hopefully we can get people aware of what's going on, and we can continue the contributions, and this thing can grow into something really big here in Philadelphia.
Wow. You know what? $500,000 is big. Larry, that's a great job by you guys. What will happen with the money? You know how they'll use the money?
Well, they're using it in many ways. They're,
right.
You know, kids are off the streets. They're giving them college educations. They're getting them jobs. They're getting tutors. You know, a lot of these kids, as you well know, they were dealt a tough hand. And a lot of that's bad luck. A lot of that's bad parenting. There's so much evil stuff going on out there. And when you see some of these, we got to see a couple finished products last night get up and speak. And it was amazing what they had to overcome. And very successful now. And hopefully we can continue to do that. Because some kids, they need second chances. And if we have that opportunity by raising money and making people aware, then that's the bottom line.
Yeah, you just mentioned that Charlie recruited you for this. This obviously is a big deal to Charlie Manuel.
Yeah, Raul Abanez had this. He started it. And then obviously when he left Philadelphia, he told Charlie, he said, you know, I'd really like to see this thing keep going. And Charlie says, well, I think I can help it go. And then this past spring training, you know, Charlie and I, we get to the park early every day in spring training. We're talking one day, and he says, hey, I'd like to get you involved in this. And I said, hey, I'm all in. And then I thought it was just going to the ballpark once a month, bringing the kids down, feeding them, taking them to the park, and getting pictures with the players. And then in September, he says, hey, bro, we're going to sleep out. And I said, hey, I'm all in. And if they didn't tell me that last year, it was the beginning of a nor'easter coming in, and I went, oh, my God. I said, okay, I'm in no matter what. But I looked at the long-range forecast. It really wasn't bad at all last night. It was in the low 40s. And, to me, it was very comfortable. It was fun. It really was fun.
All right, Larry, I got to know this. How many hours sleep did you get, would you say?
Probably about 3.5 to 4. I'm going to take a nap today.
Yeah, that makes
sense. What I got is I got what you have to do every morning. You got to get up early and do your show. So you right. do it every day.
No, but I go to bed super early, so I get plenty of sleep. But, Larry, this is what I need to know. In the course of that night, some baseball talk?
Oh,
guys,
yeah.
It's a little baseball?
We got all the problems solved, Charlie and I. The pitch, we need pitching.
Right.
We understand that. We need some pitching. And the lineup we think is going to be okay, but we need, as you well know, I had to cover baseball and watched it. If you don't have people 60 feet, 6 inches away getting people out, doesn't matter how many runs you score. So 100... our main objective is to get pitching this winter.
Without a doubt. I got to ask you, there was a major change of the team with manager. First of all, what do you think of Joe Girardi?
Great hire. I got to sit in on the interview process this time. And all three of those guys that we interviewed were super, super guys. But John and Matt and Andy, they made the right decision. Joe is experienced, did it in New York, has been a winner, and he knows exactly what he wants to do. He takes the analytics as well as his eye test and his gut test. And, you know, you can combine the two. It shouldn't be 80% analytics and 20% the other. You know, if you do it right in the middle, there's a lot of good stuff in the analytics, but there's also a lot of good stuff that experience that you can't figure it out on a computer. You just got to go with your experience that you've gathered.
Well, Larry, I want to take advantage of the fact that you have been sleep deprived. Did Gabe Kapler drive you as crazy as he drove me? Be honest, Larry.
The
we could
thing
say
I'm going to tell you is he's different. He's very different. It was something I have never experienced, but really, Gabe's a good guy, but he was, I'm not going to lie, he was different. And, you know, every guy's different, but he's going to have his hands filled out there in San Francisco. They don't have a real good team right now. They're going to be in a big-time rebuilding stage.
I got one last one for you. You know how much I love when you were the manager. I have loved every part of your career because you really represent Philadelphia. The Flyers coach right now, Larry, is doing an old-school approach. He's naming the players that he thinks need to give them more publicly, all right? And I was always told you can't do that anymore. Do you think you can do it, hold them accountable publicly where you think they're not giving you enough?
Well, see, I'm old school, as you know that. Right. And I do think that if somebody's not giving it or not doing what they're supposed to do, eventually, I'm not saying you do it every game, but, you know, after a while, you lose four or five games in a row and the same problems occur, you do have to call people out. You know, it's not always, you know, I've heard, and I understand you have to be positive. I get that with this new generation. But I heard it last year a lot of times when we get beat 11-2 and we're talking about a guy's great at bat in the seventh inning. That how good of a bat could it have been in the seventh inning when you're down 11-2? So I think every now and then that you have to have some accountability. And, you know, it's constructive criticism. And if guys cannot handle that, then shame on them. And I know that players are a little bit more sensitive than back in the day. But I think eventually, a coach every now and then has got to call somebody out and get their attention.
Love
and you know
it.
What? You know
yep.
what, Ange?
Yep.
If you can't take that in this city, then you shouldn't be playing here. This is a tough city. It's a blue-collar city. You give everything you have every night, and they're going to award you, and they're going to cheer you. And you don't give everything, you're going to hear about it. That's just the way it is, and I think that's – I love playing here.
Well, and they love you right back. I want to commend you, Charlie, and all the people involved in this thing last night, Larry. $500,000. That's a great, great job by all you guys. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, Ange. And hopefully we can do better next year.
Great. Larry Boa. Larry, always an honor. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Ange.
The great Larry Boa. $500,000.
Covenant House.
That's phenomenal.
Yes, it is.
That is going to help people that really need it. That's a great job by all those people.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.